Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Maxwell welcoming you to Michael's Saturday Surprise for Saturday, July the 23rd, 2016. We have no theme today, but we will be hearing two old-time radio shows from The Shadow. Both these shows I happen to have found on the net, and I found them very interesting and entertaining. So let's start with our first show. The Shadow and The Mark of the Bat is aired on July the 24th, 1938.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, while you're getting set for The Shadow's latest thriller, let me say a few words about that great new Goodrich Silvertown tire. Because believe me, motorists, this new kind of tire is making history. It takes care of skid and blowout problems like they have never been taken care of before. And here's proof positive. The engineers of the famous independent Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory tested the regular and premium price tires of the nation's six largest tire manufacturers. The results? Listen. No other tire tested, regardless of price, came up to the new Goodrich Silvertown in skid resistance. What's more, this great tire gave more non-skid mileage than any other tire tested in its price class, averaging 19.1% more miles before the tires wore smooth. That's the same as saying this new Silvertown gives you every sixth mile free. Ride on the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as The Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Mark of the Bat.
Alexei, come. Come in the house out of the night air.
I am coming, Marie. The dogs were restless, whimpering.
Must be the storm coming.
It is more than the storm, as you know it, Alexei.
I'm not sure. Why aren't you in bed asleep?
There'll be no sleep in this house tonight.
Or any night.
Then you've seen the great bats, too?
Yes, I've seen the farmer's cattle. Bloodless, dead in the fields.
And the white comb of the dead rooster. Ah, it was the same on the farm of my father in Croatia. Alexei. Why did this Dr. Vickers send away his stepfather's servants? Why does he pay us so much to stay in this house? Why do we stay knowing what we know?
Jobs are hard to find, Marie. But I think we go soon, when the master of the house dies.
It cannot be long, and I am not sorry. It is his own doing. He brought the bats here, set them free to kill.
And now they take his life from him, in the night, in the darkness.
Only for his daughter am I sorry. She is young. She was beautiful. But each dawn finds her more like those things from the grave.
Have you seen the mark of the vampire on her, Marie?
Yes. Only this morning. On her throat as she lay sleeping.
The sins of the father.
It is his punishment. The great bats are children of Satan. He brought them here from the caves he found in that strange country he wrote books about.
Yeah. And he laughed at the stories I told him. The vampire bat is a thing of evil, leagued with the devil, stealing the blood of the living, that the dead may go on living in their graves.
The storm is coming, Alec.
Well, it will drive the bats back into the cave in the mountain. That much is good. Marie!
What is it?
A shadow passed across the moon.
Oh, the clouds of the storm, maybe.
No, no. A bat, like a great bird. It is an omen, Marie, an omen.
The dog howls.
Yes, the dog howls.
Quick, light the candle at the crucifix.
Yes. Yes, the crucifix. Here comes Dr. Vickers.
Yes, Alexei. It is quite fitting that you light the candle. Say a prayer, Marie.
Dr. Vickers, is the master. Major Stevens, is he?
Yes, Marie. My esteemed stepfather, Major Stevens, is dead.
Cranston, we've come 200 miles up into these spooky mountains. Why?
I've been reading the obituary columns, Margot. As a result, we're going to visit the home of a man who once had a very strange hobby.
Oh, so Lamont Cranston, the amateur criminologist, has been reading between the lines again. Who died recently?
The corpse, Margot, is Major Stevens, a noted explorer and zoologist.
Oh.
Yes. Before I tell you anything more, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Do you believe in vampires?
What?
Creatures with the power to leave the grave, transform themselves into bats, and draw from the flesh of the living blood to feed the bodies of the restless dead?
Lamont, are you serious?
Quite.
Well, of course I don't believe it. What's all this about? You guessing, or do you know?
I'm going on a curious mixture of theory and fact. I've known about Stevens for years. He led an expedition of five men into the mountains of Ecuador, came back alone, with a cage full of vampire bats, big ones. For years, he's been breeding them.
A cheerful hobby, I must say.
Become an obsession. 6 months ago, I read that a neighboring farmer sued him, claiming those vampire bats killed three of his cattle.
But Lamont, that's preposterous.
No, Margot, it isn't. There are authentic cases where cattle have been killed by blood-sucking vampire bats.
And you think Major Stevens' pet bats killed those cattle and killed the major as well?
It's possible.
All of which leads to what, Lamont? Who are we going to call on tonight? Not Major Stevens, I hope.
No, the major is safely interred in his grave.
Oh, make it sound so cozy.
Stevens had a daughter, Claire Stevens. I've checked up. She's suffering from the same ailment that supposedly killed her father, anemia.
Oh.
Stevens was wealthy. Claire's his heir, but she's underage, only 20. And there's a guardian in the picture, Dr. Vickers, who also happens to be the major stepson.
I think I'm beginning to see.
Apparently Vickers is running things. He's even discharged the family servants and hired an old Slavic couple.
Why?
They're Croats, Margot, not very far removed from the atmosphere of their native land, where for centuries human vampires have been accepted fact. Now, do you see what I'm driving at?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid I do. Claire Stevens is being led to believe that she's a victim of human vampires.
Yes.
Whereas, actually, she's being bled to death by the giant vampire bats. Is that it, Lamont?
That's right, Margot.
Oh.
Just a breed of very large bats.
I see. Oh, this is a lonely road. We haven't passed a car in ages.
A little farther, huh? Good heavens.
Oh, what's wrong, Lamont?
Look. There's a man lying there beside the road. Wait here, Margot. Maybe a hold-up gag.
Well, what's wrong with him? Has he been hit?
Beaten up, I think.
Wait, I'll help you with him. Is he alive?
Yes, but unconscious.
Lamont, there's a paper clutched in his hand. See what it is.
Listen to this, Margot. Dave, if you love me, come and take me away from this awful house. I can't explain, only come. If you don't, you'll never see me alive again. Signed, Claire.
Claire Stevens! Oh, Lamont, this boy must have tried to help us.
Yes, and failed.
What are we going to do, Lamont? Drive him back to the last town we passed?
No, Margot, he needs a doctor, and I think the logical man to patch him up is the one who may have had a hand in this. Vickers.
You're going to take him to the Stevens house?
No, you are, Margot.
Oh, but you'll be with me in that house.
Yes, Margot, but in my role of a shadow. It'd be better if you're not Margot Lane. Pretend to be an old friend of Claire Stevens. If she's in danger, she won't give you away.
All right. Help me get the boy into the car. Then I'll drive. Lamont!
What's the matter, Margot?
Lamont, look, on his throat.
Good heavens.
Oh, a bat fastened to his throat. Kill it, Lamont.
Yes. Yes, Margot. One of Major Stevens' pets. A vampire bat.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we leave the shadow for a moment, here's a brief reminder that when you want real tire safety, halfway measures don't go. There's no such thing as saving half your life.
The shadow knows. Beware. In these days of high speeds and superhighways, you need protection against both skids and blowouts every time you get behind the wheel of your car.
And motorists, the tire that will give you life-saving protection against both of these driving hazards is the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown. For remember, only Silvertowns give you the skid protection of the lifesaver tread. This amazing new Goodrich development protects you against the hazard zone of motoring, where a slippery film of water on the road can make complete command of your car almost impossible. The never-ending spiral bars of this lifesaver tread act like a whole battery of windshield wipers. They sweep the water right and left, force it out through the deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. You stop quicker, safer on a wet pavement than you've ever stopped before. And don't forget, adding one safety feature to another, Silvertowns also give you the famous golden ply protection against dangerous high-speed blowouts. Why ride on anything but the safest thing on wheels, especially when Silvertowns give you these two great life-saving features at no extra cost? Play safe with Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich, Safety, Silvertown.
Alexei, who drove Dave Henderson here?
A young girl, Dr. Vickers. She says she's a friend of Miss Stevens.
A friend of Claire's, eh, Alexei?
Yes.
And young Dave Henderson. Odd that she should come here tonight. Strange that she should find him on the road. Where are they?
In the room where the major worked with the bats, Dr. Vickers.
Good. Nothing could be better. It will save me considerable trouble.
I lock the door.
Unlock it. Then go back and watch Miss Claire's room. See, she does not leave it. Why? What's the matter, Alexei? Your hand is shaking. You're afraid.
Yes. Yes, and you would be afraid, too. Those caged bats in there, they killed the major. I know. They are creatures of the devil.
Nonsense. There's nothing to worry about. I have released the good major's pets. Taken them out of their cages and sent them back to the bottomless pit in the grotto.
Yes, but a bat like a bird of evil flew across the moon the night the major died. It was an omen. An omen of death.
Tell that to Miss Claire. She'll believe you. And watch carefully, Alexei. Two, perhaps three of those bats may fly across the moon tonight. More omens of death. But now, go upstairs. See that I am not disturbed.
Yes, Doctor. The girl is there, at the far end of the room with the young man.
Doctor, are you Dr. Vickers?
Yes. I understand you brought a young man here, victim of some hit-and-run driver.
No, he's been beaten. I'm afraid his skull is fractured, and not only
yes,
that...
Yes. Alexei told me your fantastic story of finding a giant bat drawing his lifeblood from his throat.
It's true. The marks are still on his throat. Look there.
Still unconscious. Has he spoken at all?
No, but don't stand there. Do something. You're a doctor, or so I was told.
By whom? Oh, yes, you're a friend of Miss Stevens. Of course you would know.
Of course. Where is Claire?
Sleeping. You were coming to call on her at this late hour. Why?
Well, we're old friends. I heard of her father's death.
Do you know this young man?
Why, no. No, I don't.
That's odd. This man is David Henderson, Miss Stephen's fiancé.
Oh, well, you see, I haven't seen Claire for several years.
How many?
Why, for 3 years. Oh, but don't stand there questioning me. Do something for him.
There'd be plenty of time for that. I'm more interested in you and just why you happened to pick this night to visit such an old and dear friend. A friend who apparently never spoke of Dave Henderson, to whom she's been engaged for many years. A childhood sweetheart.
Well, you
see... Yes, I see. I see you are lying. Who are you? What do you want in this house?
I want you to treat that boy.
Yes, I will treat him. In good time and in my own way. But first, I think you need my attention.
Keep away from me. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to kill that boy.
Oh, now I'm beginning to understand. So you know.
Yes, I know.
You know too much. Too much to ever leave this house.
No! No! Alexei, let go of me. Let me go. I know somebody bring David to the house. I know he's here.
lucky interruption for you. It will give you a few minutes' grace, young woman, and a chance to see your dear friend, Claire Stevens.
You and Dr. Vickers sent to Dave. Who is that woman? Let go of me. He's in there. I know he is.
Come.
Oh. What's going on out here, Alexei?
Doctor, I couldn't stop her. She tricked me. She ran down here. I'll take her back.
No, come. I won't go. You've got Dave here.
It's all right, Alexei. Let her come in. You wait out in the hall.
Oh.
Yes, Claire, my dear, Dave is here. You can see him. And there is someone else. An old friend of yours.
An old friend?
Yes, that young woman there. Well, you don't seem to recognize her. Perhaps it's been so long since you've seen each other.
Claire, don't you remember me? Grace Wilson, we went to school together.
What?
I heard you were in trouble. I thought I might be able to help.
What? Oh, of course. Grace Wilson. I'm so glad you're here, Grace. But, Dave, you said I could see him. Where is he?
There, on the couch.
Dave. Oh, Dave, darling. It's Claire. Oh, is he dead?
No. But he may die if we don't get help. Oh. Revive him. This Dr. Vickers won't help.
Why won't you do something? Dave's hurt. His head's cut open.
Dr. Vickers won't help because he did it.
What?
He wants Dave Henderson to die, just as he wants me out of the way now that I've discovered his secret. And you, Claire Stevens, you're marked for death.
No.
I can see it in your face. You're as pale as a ghost already, half bled to death. You're a victim, too. A victim of vampire bats.
No, it can't be. Not that. I've been ill. Dr. Vickers has been treating me.
Your father died of Dr. Vickers' treatments.
Dr. Vickers, you... Why do you look at me like that?
Why, my dear child.
Oh, then it is true. Those sedatives in the open window. That was so the giant bats could come from the well in the grotto.
Oh, you've been listening to the fantastic tales of Marie and Alexei, my dear. Monstrous nightmares out of a ghoulish past.
Miss Stevens, don't listen to him. He's a murderer. We've got to get your fiancé out of this house.
But he won't let us go. The door's locked. He has the key.
Yes, my dear, you are quite right. The door is locked. I have the key. The only way out is through that door leading to the tunnel in the cave. To the bottomless pit your father so aptly named the Well of the Bats.
Father sealed that tunnel when the bats escaped.
Yes, but I opened it again. It will come in very handy. Tonight. The storms have kept the bats in the grotto for many nights now. They must be very hungry for blood. Oh, what a feast they will have. Come, Claire.
No.
The vampires are tired of coming to you. It is time you visited them.
Oh, Stevens, get back. Keep away from
you. Cupid Heroes will not save you. Keep back, young woman, or I shall have to shoot you. The bats won't mind. Not so long as the blood in your body is still warm. Come, Claire. Come with me.
No.
Very well. Perhaps you would rather follow your beloved David. I'll take him first.
Oh, no, don't. He doesn't know anything. If you'll only let him go, I'll... Oh, no.
I thought that would bring you to me.
Dr. Vickers. Dr. Vickers. You are startled, Doctor. I see in your eyes and read in your reeling mind... Questions beating in your brain like the black wings of your destroyers. Who am I? Where am I? Is this voice you hear real, or the trickery of a mind warped and twisted by the remorse of murder done and murders yet to come?
No.
The gun in your hand trembles, Dr. Vickers. Your lips are dry.
But you... Who are you?
The Shadow, Dr. Vickers.
The Shadow! The Shadow!
It would seem you have heard of the Shadow, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, I've heard of you, Shadow.
Do you believe what you have heard?
Yes. I know all about your devilish tricks of mesmerism. Hypnotic influence. I know you're here in this room, but I can't see you. I know my gun isn't any use against you, but that won't stop me. I'm going into the grotto, and I'm taking these girls with me. Both of them. Try to stop me, Shadow, and I'll shoot them both! All right, Claire. And you too, Miss Wilson, or whoever you really are. Quick! Get through this door, unless you want me to use this gun.
No, don't!
We'd better do as he says, Miss Stevens. Come on.
All right. All right, Shadow. Let's see you follow me through this door. It bolts on the inside, and by the time you've broken it down, the vampire bats will be feasting on these two women, the only ones who stand between me and Stephen's fortune. It should have been mine in the first place. And now it will be. It will be mine.
Don't be too sure, Dr. Vickers. For the grotto will be filled with shadows. Shadows of the living. And shadows of the dead. David Henderson, listen. Listen to me. Wake up. Listen.
Oh, my head. It aches.
Listen, David Henderson. You came to save your fiancée. She's in danger. Dr. Vickers has taken her to the grotto, to the Well of the Bats. What?
Claire gone into the cave?
Yes.
Who am I talking to? There's no one here. Oh, I must be out of my mind.
No, there is someone here. The shadow.
The shadow?
Yes. Don't be alarmed because you cannot see me. Even to those I try to help, I must remain unseen, unknown, for their own safety. There is no time to explain the whys and wherefores of my presence. I'm here to help you and your fiancée. If we don't get into the grotto and stop him, Vickers will kill Claire Stevens and a girl who is with her.
No.
Kill them and drop them into the Well of the Bats.
That heavy door leads to the pit. Come on.
We can't follow that way. I've tried. It's bolted on the other side. Is there another way into the grotto? Any other way of reaching the pit?
Well, yeah, there is. One other way. Major Stevens showed me years ago.
Where?
Up on the side of the mountain, there's an opening. Shorter that way. Maybe we can get in that way and head Vickers off before he reaches the pit. Come on, I'll show you the way. If I get my hands on Vickers, the bats will have their feast tonight on him. Shadow. Shadow. We're almost there. Shadow.
I am still close to you. Go on. It may be too late.
Be careful along here. This ledge is slippery. We're getting near the pit.
How deep is this pit, this Well of the Bats?
No one knows. Once Major Stevens and I dropped a weighted kite string down into it. 1,000 feet of string. It didn't touch bottom. Shadow, look. There's a light. A torch down the passageway. That must be Vickers. It's in the big chamber. That's where the pit is.
We're not too late, see? Your fiancé and the other girl is with him. Wait, stop here.
What? He's forcing them toward the pit. He's going to kill both of them, I tell you. Let me go.
No, you've done your part. Stay here.
No, I won't, I tell you.
But you must. Do you understand? If Vickers saw you coming, he'd shoot you down. You'd be signing the death warrant of your fiancée and the other girl.
Oh, I'll get him. I'll get him before he sees me. Let go of me, Shadow.
Sorry, I had to knock you out like that, Henderson, but it was the only way.
They'll kill you for this, Dr. Vickers. The police will find it out. They'll hang you.
I think not. My dear Claire, you see, to prove a murder has been committed, there must be some trace of the body. The vampires will leave little in the way of evidence.
Have you forgotten the shadow, Dr. Vickers? You think he'll let you live to enjoy the fruits of this ghastly thing you're about to do?
So you're still counting on the shadow to save you?
He may not be able to save us, but you'll never get away from him unless you follow us into that pit.
Oh, hope and faith die hard. I've been wondering why one of you didn't try to get away from me, so I would have an excuse to shoot you down.
Oh, you need an excuse.
No, not really. But there is something fascinating about watching the reactions of people who are about to die. But now I give you your choice. Turn, take each other's hand, and walk straight ahead into the darkness. Or stand there while I count. Oh, no. No, not 10. That is too definite, too certain. I will merely count number after number until my trigger finger obeys the impulse to shoot.
No! No, don't! Oh, Dave!
Oh, she's fainted. That should make it easier for you.
And for her. That's right. Hold her up. Steady her. One. Two. What a feast the vampires will have. The bats. They're waiting. Four. far down in the pit. Five. By the thousands, they cling to the clammy walls. Six. Hanging heads downward with folded wings. Seven. Waiting. Eight. Waiting!
Yes, Vickers. Waiting. Waiting for you.
You! You got through!
It's useless to struggle, Vickers. Your trigger finger obeys the impulse to kill, but the gun hammer won't fall because my hand is on it. Vickers, you should have used an automatic.
Oh, you devil!
Yes.
If only I...
Yes, if you could only break loose. Try it and your arm will snap like the stem of a pipe.
Let me go.
I knew you'd find a way, Shadow. You can let go of her now.
Well, she's your arm?
Yes, she just fainted, that's all.
Oh, there you are, Vickers. So the Shadow got you. Well, you'll hang for what you did to Claire's father, but first I'm going to pay her for torturing...
No, you won't! No, you won't! Stop! And I won't hang!
Stand where you are or I'll shoot.
Go ahead! Shoot! Shoot me! The Shadow was right. The vampire bats are waiting for their feast. For me! And I won't disappoint them! They'll have their feast! They'll have their feast! Now!
Do you like this thing I'm playing, Margot?
Yes, Lamont.
Yes, Margot?
Now that Dr. Vickers is dead and Claire Stevens is out of that awful house, what's going to happen to the Major's little pet?
Oh, those vampire bats won't kill any more cattle. Or men, Margot. Sort of that while you and David Henderson were getting Claire to the hospital.
Yes, but how, Lamont?
Like this.
Dynamite.
Yes, I found it in Stevens' tool house. The explosion filled the well of the bats with hundreds of tons of rock. Sealed forever. There will be no more black wings across the moon. No more marks of the bat on the throats of sleeping victims.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Well, folks, that was The Shadow and The Mark of the Bat, as aired on July the 24th, 1938. And now let's hear our second shadow show. It's called The Witch Drums of Salem and was aired on September the 11th, 1938.
What evil lurks in the hearts of men? A shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Shadow's latest adventure starts in just a moment. But first, you motorists know that in these days of high speeds and superhighways, when you have to stop, you often have to stop fast. Just as fast on wet roads as on dry ones. And if there was ever a tire built to stop you quicker, safer in a wet road emergency, it's the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown with the amazing Lifesaver Tread. For remember, this new Silvertown is the tire that won, hands down, in competitive non-skid road tests conducted by Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory, the largest independent testing laboratory in the country. If you want the quickest, safest stops you've ever had on a wet pavement, if you want the real blowout protection of the famous Goodrich Golden Ply, both at no extra cost, equip your car with these new life-saving Silvertowns without delay. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as The Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Witch Drums.
Gathered here in Gallows Hill to witness the triumph of righteousness over the forces of evil. Hear me, Dame Anna West. Recant, repent, that even in this hour of doom, thy soul may yet escape eternal hellfire.
Anger!
Man the witch!
Save our children from their evil car!
Light the fire!
Recant, repent, before it is too late. Repent!
I am innocent.
Hanger! Hanger!
Burner! Burner! Light the fire!
Stop! Stop, ye crazed and benighted fools! It is my wife ye would hang and burn. What do ye know of witchcraft? By what right do ye condemn the woman of my house, the mother of my children?
Dame West has had a fair trial before a jury of her peers, Captain West. Ye must abide by their judgment.
Aye. Tried by fools such as you, John Wood, who called my wife a witch for beating the Congo drums, which I, Captain Daniel West, brought from Africa
be
with a cargo of slaves.
Lest ye share the fate of your spouse.
I'll not be silent. Hear me, Minister Wood. For the deeds of this day, I'll put a curse on you and your family forever. Let the spirit of my wife, Anna West, who is about to die, Reverend Wood, haunt and torment thy offspring with the madness of the Congo drums.
generation upon generation, until the last of thy bloodkin shall be dead.
Accursed voodoo drum!
Dead! Dead!
He has brought the voodoo drum!
Accursed voodoo drum!
Stop him! Hang the fool! Kill him!
Light the fire! Burn the fool!
Burn the accursed drum!
Aye, burn it! Burn the Congo drum! It will do you no good! Not the fire of purgatory, nor the march of centuries will wipe out the curse, or the sound of the Congo drum!
And here's another news bulletin. With the 1938 rainy season at its height, the South American crop is being threatened with destruction.
The Montcranston. No, now that we have managed to sneak away for a quiet weekend in Maine, visiting my Aunt Henrietta, don't you think you could forget business and news?
All right, Margot. Turn off the radio. I just want to get the time.
Well, you got it. Did you hear the commentator say it was 1938? Isn't that accurate enough when you're on vacation?
What's the matter, Margot? Afraid I'll hear a news report of some crime? You're tearing back the city to try to solve it?
It wouldn't be the first time, Lamont Cranston. Once an amateur criminologist, always an amateur criminologist. As for the shadow...
I'll try to keep the shadow in his place in the shadows, Margot.
Promise?
I promise.
Good. Isn't this an interesting town we're passing through, Lamont?
Yes. This is the town where they had the quaint custom of burning witches.
Seems incredible. Then it was long ago.
Less than 300 years ago. Only a few generations, Margot.
What a stir the shadow would have caused in this town in those days, Lamont.
He might have saved quite a few innocent people from being burned at the stake.
Or been caught and burned at the stake himself. Thank heavens this is the 20th... Lamont, look at that crowd in the yard of that old house just ahead.
Hmm. Looks like trouble of some sort.
Let's stop and see what it is. What a strange old house.
All right, but I thought you wanted a quiet weekend. No excitement.
I know, but just let's see what's going on.
Margot. Margot, wait a minute. They're pulling something out of that old well.
Why, it's a little boy, Lamont. It looks like...
Yes. Dead. It's been dead for a long time, if it looks at the body. I'm going over to see what it's all about.
Tommy, now,
wait, my boy. You mustn't say things like that. You mustn't call poor Anna West a witch. You mustn't believe the stories people tell about Martha's great-grandmother.
But she's a witch, just like her great-grandma. She's always scaring us with those drums she has in the cellar. Now she's killed my brother. She killed him and threw him in the well.
Tommy, my boy, don't make it any harder for me to bear. Don't let Mother hear you talk like this.
But Dad, Anna's great-granddaddy, old Captain West, put a curse on us. He did, didn't he? And his uncle told us about it.
Yes, Tommy, but you mustn't believe in things like that. Why, it happened more than 200 years ago.
Yes, but Anna's uncle told us to keep away from here. Not to come near when she was down in the cellar beating those awful sounding old drums. Now look at her, standing there in the window, just staring, watching them taking David out of the well where she threw
Tommy,
him.
Tommy, my boy, where Tommy, don't, Tommy. I know it's hard losing a little brother like this.
I'm sorry, Reverend. We couldn't help overhearing. Is there anything we can do? Take him home, perhaps.
Thank you, but we live just across the street next to my church. Come, Tommy, there is nothing more we can do here. We must go break the news to Mother as gently as we can.
All right, Dad. But Anna West did it. I know she did it.
No, Tommy, don't be bitter. Hatred won't bring little David back to us.
Dad.
Well?
Let's go home. Here comes her uncle, Jonathan West. He told us to keep away.
Hold on a minute, Reverend Wood. I want to talk to you.
Not now, Jonathan West. I must go and tell my wife our boy's body has been found.
What I have to say will only take a minute, and you'll listen now. You know what's good for you and your family.
Yes, Jonathan?
Just this. I heard your son accusing my niece and ward of murder. I heard him calling her a witch.
I'm sorry. He didn't know what he was saying. Try to understand that he's just lost his only brother.
I know that more. It isn't the first time the children of this neighborhood have stood in this yard screaming witch, but it's the last. I'm warning you. There'll be no more of it. My ward, Anna West, my brother's child, may not be quite normal, but she's not a witch. Even if she is the great-grandchild of one that was condemned and burned at the stake by your illustrious forefather.
I'm sorry for what happened so long ago, but you yourself are to blame if that old legend will not die.
Legend? Is it a legend that your house and mine has been cursed for generations by that bloody deed on Gallows Hill 200 years ago?
The curse was forgotten until you came back from Africa to rule your brother's home, send his widow to an early grave, and deny his child the right to a normal, happy life.
My sister-in-law was mad, and her child Anna's cursed with the same affliction.
Then why isn't she being treated? Why do you keep her locked up in the dismal house, without companionship, with voodoo drums for playthings, with her white face and haunted eyes staring from shuttered windows? Is it any wonder that town children are afraid and call her witch?
Say what you like. Stupid curiosity made one of your sons prowl around the grounds of my property. He fell in that well and was drowned. No, I'm warning you. Keep your boy Tom away from here, or something may happen to him, and curse that our family has put on yours, the curse of old Captain West, will be fulfilled. Remember it. A curse on your house until the last of your bloodkin shall be dead.
May the Lord forgive you for your mockery and blasphemy, Jonathan West. Come, Tommy. We must go to your mother now.
Remember, Reverend Wood, I've warned you. Keep away from me and mine.
Lamont, did you see the look in that man's eyes?
Yes, Margot, I did. It's been a long time since I've seen such murderous hate in the eyes of any human being.
I wonder if that child's death was accident.
I wonder.
Look at that poor girl. She's still standing by the window watching, Lamont. Something horrible about all this. I have a feeling this is the beginning, not the end of a tragedy.
Margot, have you forgotten we're on a vacation bound for a pleasant weekend in Maine? You made me promise.
Do you want to be released from that promise?
Yes, I agree with you. There's something going on here in that house, something horrible.
Do you think the shadow could end it?
Do you want him to try?
Yes, do what you can, Lamont. Try. And I'll help you any way I can.
All right, Margot, we'll stop here and perhaps the shadow can discover what's masquerading in the guise of madness and witchcraft.
What happened at the coroner's inquest, Lamont?
Nothing. A routine verdict of accidental death. No wonder there's so many murders in this country.
Why do you say that, Lamont?
That child was dead before he ever landed in the bottom of that well, and from the way the body looked, he died of strangulation, not drowning. What did you learn about this man, Jonathan West?
Plenty. In my role of inquiring reporter, I found a lot of people willing to talk about him. He managed a trading post in Africa, in the Congo. Came here when his brother died 5 years ago.
What about the girl we saw in the window, his ward? And what about her mother?
The mother died a year after her husband. Apparently went insane and killed herself.
And the girl?
Well, apparently Anna West was quite normal until 2 years ago. Then she stopped going out of the house. The neighbors began hearing those voodoo drums, and all the neighborhood children became afraid of that house, and the witch stories started.
Find out anything else?
Yes, one more thing. It seems that Jonathan West brought an old colored man back with him from the Congo. He's been taking care of the girl. He's always with her.
It's like history repeating itself. Old Captain West had a Congo slave in that house 300 years ago. He was the cause of his wife's being accused of witchcraft. Here we are.
Be careful of Jonathan West. If you go in that house, Lamont, he's dangerous.
I know, Margot. Even a jackal is dangerous if he's cornered.
I'll keep the shortwave tuned in on our regular band. If you run into trouble and need help, let me know right away.
All right, Margot. But I think this is one case the shadow can handle alone.
Lamont, listen. Do you hear that?
Yes, drums. Voodoo drums, all right.
Oh, that poor Anna West can't know what she's doing. Beating on those drums in that dark house. Little David Wood lying dead in his coffin just across the street.
Margot, how old is this girl, this Anna West? I didn't get a good look at her when she was standing in the window this afternoon.
She's 18. Why?
It'll turn out to be an important factor, Margot. Jonathan West is her guardian, and she'll soon be of age.
Maybe it is, Lamont. I heard her father left quite a fortune. You wouldn't believe it to look at that house, dismal and dilapidated. Why, they haven't even any electricity, just lamps and candles.
So I noticed. Listen, Margot, there's a storm coming up. Don't leave the car. Stay here. The only way I can find out the truth is to go into the house as the shadow.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for the climax of this thrilling shadow adventure, let me remind you that when clouds gather and it starts to rain, every road you travel on may automatically become a skid trap.
The shadow knows when thousands are killed or injured every year by crazy car-spinning skids. Don't you owe it to your family to give them the utmost protection against this danger?
Motorists, at last you can have real protection on wet, slippery roads. How? By equipping your car with new Goodrich Silvertowns with a sensational lifesaver tread. This tread is new, different from anything you've ever seen. It is wider and flatter with never-ending spiral bars but act on a wet road like a whole battery of windshield wipers. Sweep the water right and left. Force it out through deep drainage grooves. Make a dry track for the husky Silvertown to grip. And talk about your fast stops. Ask any of your friends who have switched to this new Goodrich Silvertown. They'll tell you that the Lifesaver tread gives quicker, safer stops on wet roads than they ever dreamed possible. And don't forget, on dry roads, too, this new Goodrich Silvertown gives you the utmost in driving security and control. Yes, motorists, it hugs dry roads, dries wet roads. It's the safest thing on wheels.
Afraid of this whip if I give you a good taste of it. After this, you come when I call you, and come quick, you Congo devil.
Mwambi not afraid for you. Mwambi not afraid for any white man, even in his own land. You are a devil too, Mr. West.
You hold your tongue and do as you're told, or I'll send you back to Africa. The authorities would like to get their hands on you for what you did to the commissioner's wife.
I no killed commissioner's wife. She laughed at Mwambi's magic and god of voodoo kill her.
Yes, but whose hand held the knife that cut her throat? Never mind that. I thought I told you to keep my niece Anna away from those drums, from beating those drums, tonight of all nights.
I forget.
Yes. You're going to forget once too often, Mwambi.
Voodoo drums talk to spirit of dead boy.
Listen to me, you dirty heathen. Go ahead and talk that rot to Anna. You've got her believing it, but don't try it on me. I know your tricks, you faker.
Voodoo drums say boy dead now, but soon white man die.
Yeah. All right. Your cursed voodoo drums know so much, what man's going to die?
A white man in this house.
Why, you treacherous old man. I'm the only white man in this house, and if there's any more killing, it'll be you that'll get it, not me.
More than one white man in this house, Mwambi, no.
What are you talking about? What's the matter with you? Get down to the cellar and take those drums away from Anna. Take her to her room and keep her there. And another thing, don't give her any more of that stuff you've been feeding her.
You say make her life crazy?
That could wait. There's plenty of time. If only you hadn't let that kid get in the house.
Maybe white police find out how he died.
They won't. They think it was an accident. They're burying him tomorrow, but we've got to be careful for a while. Now get down there and stop those infernal drums.
Yes. Mwambi go, but you watch out. Danger close to you. Danger in shadows. White man die tonight.
You're trying to throw a scare into me, are you? Well, I'll be finished with you pretty soon. You and your voodoo nonsense, Mwambi.
Voodooism is a dangerous weapon, Jonathan West.
What? Who said that? Mwambi, you devil, if this is one of your tricks.
Your servant, Mwambi, has nothing to do with my presence in this house, Jonathan West.
Then who? He knew. He warned me.
Yes. Mwambi is not a faker. His powers told him of another presence in this room. He could not see me any more than you can see me now. But he knew I was here. That's why he left so quickly.
No. No, this can't be. I'm hearing things. I must be crazy.
No, Jonathan West, you are sane. Quite sane. And I am real. Not the fancy of a mind tormented by remorse. Remorse for the murder of an innocent child.
Who are you? How did you get here? What do you want?
I am the Shadow, Jonathan West. And I have come to take your ward, Anna West, out of this house before she shares the fate of the child you murdered and flung in the well.
The Shadow?
Yes. Yes, the Shadow.
You? Why, you're wrong. I didn't murder the boy. It was an accident.
Yes. An accident by design. Just as all the things are happening in this house are accidents by design. If there is a gun in that desk behind you, don't waste your time. It won't help you.
If I could only see you.
Many a criminal has made that wish.
You are in this room, not just a voice.
The lamplight casts deep shadows.
Now we'll see if a gun will help me or not.
Others have tried and failed.
Maybe they have, but I won't fail. Maybe this whip will tell me where you are, Shadow.
You handle a bullwhip well. Like a man who has used it often.
You devil! I'll find you. You're here, somewhere. So you're there.
Mwambi was right. He was right.
He said a man would die in this house tonight. And that man is you, Shadow, you. But there'll be no evidence, because the house will burn to the ground. I've broken the lamp, Shadow. But you can't hear the cracking of the frame. Mwambi! Mwambi! Where's Anna?
Be still. There is death in this house. The gods of voodoo are angry.
Where's my ward, Anna? The house is on fire. In a few minutes, the whole town will be here.
Let them come.
Listen to me, Mwambi. If they get in this house and take Anna away, if they get the truth from her, you won't have to go back to Africa to be hung. She saw you strangle the boy. She'll remember. Where is she? Now, quick, tell me.
If Mwambi die, you die too. It is the law of the white man. Mwambi, no.
Yes. Yes, I know. That's why we've got to get rid of her. We've got to do it now. We can't wait any longer. The house is on fire, I tell you. Where is she?
You let her burn in fire like wife of old Captain West.
Yes. No one will know. It's even better than the way I planned. With Anna West out of the way, I'll never have to account for the money her father left her. Hurry up. There's no time to lose. Where is she?
Then you give me money to go back to my people?
Yes, yes. You'll get what I promised you.
The gods of voodoo say no. Say I die soon.
You and your voodoo gods, don't try that stuff on me. You know what I think of voodoo. And here's a taste of what you'll get if you don't tell me what you've done with that girl.
No, Mwambi tell.
Where is she?
In the wine cellar. She can't get out. Door he barred.
Good. Then the house will burn right overhead. Burn her alive. Fire is catching quickly. In a few minutes, no one will know whatever happened.
White man who is in house, he know.
You were right about that, Mwambi. But there's no need to worry about him. He's lying on the floor, dead. What's left of him. In the room where I scouted the fire.
You are wrong, Jonathan West. Fooled by the oldest trick in the world. You shot and heard me fall. I was not hit.
Come back, Mwambi. You are not running out to leave me to deal with the Shadow alone. You have been boasting about your voodoo powers. Use them now.
No. It is the spirit of the evil one that speaks. Listen. The drums. They speak, but no hands touch them.
Listen, Mwambi. Hear the message of the drums.
Death. Death for Mwambi.
Listen to me, Mwambi. Listen to me. You have committed murder for Jonathan West. Now he means to murder you. You will never get out of this place alive. Never.
No.
No, don't listen to him, Mwambi. I wouldn't do that. You've served me well.
But he's through with you.
No, Mwambi.
You've killed for him. Now he means to kill you.
No, no.
Hear me, Mwambi.
I hear you. I hear you, Shadow. The drums foretold.
Keep away from me. Drop that knife, you heathen devil.
No. You plan to kill me. I kill you.
You asked for it, Mwambi.
There. We die together. I by you gun. You by my knife. You. Mwambi die. But you die first. Drum. Speak.
Mwambi. Mwambi. Let me out. Let me out. I can't breathe. Mwambi. Mwambi. Uncle Jonathan.
They are dead. They meant to kill you. Now, quick. Get out of the cellar.
Oh, I can't see. Oh, I can't see.
Follow the sound of my voice. Come quickly.
Where are you? Help me.
This way. Follow my voice. Follow my voice and you'll be safe.
How did you ever get poor Anna West out of that house, Lamont?
It was easy once I succeeded in turning Mwambi against West. They killed each other. How's the girl when you saw her last?
Scared. And she kept talking about a strange voice that led her out of the cellar just before the house caved in. But aside from that, she seems perfectly normal.
Anna West would be perfectly normal now that Mwambi's dead. Kept the girl in a hypnotic trance.
Oh.
Only a matter of time before he drove the girl insane with those infernal drums.
Well, she's in good hands now. Reverend Wood and his wife have taken her in. Look, Lamont, we're passing the city limit.
Yes, Margot. Yes, out of the city. Out of the city where a fanatic tried to perpetuate a curse made 300 years ago, but in so doing met his own fate by the superstitious revenge he himself wished to inflict upon others. Jonathan West and Mwambi met the fate which the forces of justice eventually mete out to all criminals, such as they.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was The Shadow and The Witch Drums of Salem, as aired on September 11th, 1938. I enjoyed both of these radio shows, and I hope you all enjoyed them as well. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of the summer, and oh yeah, don't forget the Old Time Radio Marathon on Saturday, August 27, 2016. It's from 12 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m. Eastern. 12 hours of good shows, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be one of your presenters amongst many. So hey, tune in and have fun. Peace out for now, and we'll see you again.